Welcome to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. Hey, y'all. How are you guys doing? How are you holding up? How are you feeling on this lovely day, whatever day it is that you are listening to this on? I want to know, how are you? Like, how do you really feel? Like, if you could just put away the facade, you could take your mask off, you could just hide in a room, like, how do you really feel? Would you sit there with a smile on your face and eat a bowl of ice cream or a bowl of cereal while you watch cartoons, just laughing with the windows open? Or would you just sit there with a bowl of ice cream and just kind of sulk a little bit? Or would you lay there and just stare at the ceiling and listen to some classical music and just gather your thoughts? Like, where are you in this very moment? Let's take account of where we are in this very moment. Take a second as you listen to this and listen to your spirit. Ask your spirit, ask yourself, how do I feel? As I'm asking you how you feel, it's only right that I take a moment to tell you how I feel in this very moment. In this very moment, I've just released a huge partnership with Herradura Tequila. I have just announced that I am producing my first feature film. I am also recording with the Baker Boys in 29 markets. I am feeling beyond blessed. I am oozing gratitude, but at the same time, I can't lie, I'm a little overwhelmed. I'm feeling a little exhausted and burnt out, in a sense. I feel like I just need some alone time. I'm being pulled in a lot of directions, which is great, and I'm so thankful. Like, I love that I'm getting calls for work stuff, and I love that I am getting calls to do things that I love to do, things that I'm passionate about. Like, the things that I am dealing with right now are the things that I prayed for 5 years ago, literally. And so even though I feel overwhelmed, I feel even more blessed and more thankful that I have such an amazing support system that I can count on. I literally called my boyfriend and he didn't answer. He's busy with work on a call. And I text him and I said, can you call me, please? And he calls me back and he was like, hey, what's going on? And I was like, nothing. And he's like, okay, well, what's going on? I was like, nothing. I just needed to hear your voice. He goes, what are you talking about? He was laughing. He's like, you're so goofy. And I said, no, I just need to, like, hear your voice. Like, I just have to be still for a second, and I just want us to be present. Like, I'm so overwhelmed. There's so many fires to put out today. Nothing bad, all good stuff. But, like, I just need your voice to kind of just settle me down a little bit. And he was like, okay, for sure. Like, let's talk. Like, let's talk through it, you know? And so I wanted to mention that because I think it's so important for us to find that support system. And it doesn't have to be like a partner or a spouse. It can be a friend. It can be a cousin. It can be a sister. You know, it's just, it could be a therapist, you know? It can be just finding that safe space for you in a moment of chaos, if that's what you're going through right now. If you're going through a moment of sadness, you know, finding someone or creating habits that make you feel good. You know, I've had moments of where I've been sad or down or whatever the emotion is. It is opposite of happy or anger. And, you know, what's always worked for me is going out to get fresh air and going for a walk and just reminding myself that it's a temporary moment that I'm going through. A sad moment doesn't equal a sad life, just like a bad moment doesn't equal a bad life, right? And if you're feeling happy, if you feel like your hard work is paying off and you're content with where you're at right now and just things are good and you sleep good at night. And I hope that you're taking moments out of your day to just sit there in gratitude and to thank God for everything that you have in your life right now. And so this episode is more about just being present and just really tapping in with yourself and really asking yourself, how are you? It's so important. You know, we just always continue to just run through our days, and we have a bad moment and then we just keep running forward, and then we fall into a good moment, then we keep running forward, and then we fall into a stressful moment, we keep moving forward. And I think society teaches us that we just have to keep moving forward. And as much as I say, yes, we have to keep moving forward, I think one of the best things that I even said earlier is, like, I'm just taking everything one step at a time. I'm not allowing myself to get stressed out. I'm not even thinking about tomorrow. I'm just thinking about what I have to do today. What is in my control? What I can control? What are the solutions to the things that have to get done that maybe are stressing me out? And just kind of taking it one step at a time and just knocking things off my to-do list one step at a time. It's always about the baby steps, you know? It's always about the small little things that you do. And so today I'm reminding myself that even in the chaos, even though the house has gone up in flames 7 times today and I've put all the fires out today, that I'm blessed and so thankful that I have fires to put out. And I'm blessed and thankful that I have the tools and the knowledge and the experience to be able to pull those fires out. I'm sorry, put those fires out. And that I can remain calm through the storm. I'm thankful that I am grounded and that I'm super spiritual and connected with my ancestors who keep me grounded and help keep me strong, and I stand tall with them by my side, and I know that I can get it all done. I remind myself that I am made for this. I remind myself that I've gone through storms after storms after storms because I have had to be built and polished and refined and broken down and rebuilt again so that I can be the person I need to be to walk down the journey that has been placed before me. And so I take all these moments, I take all these strides through my day, and I remind myself in every moment that I am blessed, that I am thankful, that I am enough, that I am worthy, that I am deserving, that it is me who has gotten here with the grace of God. So how are you today? And I also want to add that wherever you may be at today, that is okay. I meet you where you're at today, and I pray blessings and love and abundance and peace over you today. I pray that you remind yourself who you are, that you remind yourself that you are more than capable and worthy of everything with your name on it that God has in store for you. I want you to remind yourself that if you are going through a bad moment or a sad moment, that it is just that. It is nothing other than just a moment. And tomorrow you can wake up with the best news of your life, and it'll just change your whole perspective and your whole mood. If you're feeling a little angry right now or upset or let down by something, bite your tongue. Hold yourself back. Control your emotions. Successful people and smart people get farther ahead than the average person because they know how to control their emotions. Learn to stay quiet in a moment of heat or in an argument, because most of the time you end up saying things that you regret and you cause more damage than good. So if that's you, if that's where you're at, take a moment, take a breather, calm down, talk to God, journal, go for a walk, but don't lash out. And most importantly, don't hold on to that anger. Release it. And ask your good energy to come back in. Wherever you're at right now today as you listen to this, I want you to know that it is okay, that you are doing a great job, that tomorrow is going to be an even better day. All you have to do is hang in there and take everything step by step. I'm praying for blessings, love, and abundance once again over all of you listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I like to keep these short and sweet because who has time to listen to something so long? Please post this if you love it, share it, tag me, subscribe to this, please. Talk about the podcast. Let's spread positivity and love and prayers and blessings into everyone around us. Until next time, God bless.